Fours Company, 102.5, 106.3, the game, hour number two here on this Saturday. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman with you until 11 a.m. when we kick off a great day full of college football championship games. Iowa State, Arizona State coming up at 11 a.m. And plenty more throughout the day. Georgia, Texas, Oregon, Penn State, SMU, Clemson. We're going to talk plenty of college football here in the second hour. But first, let's answer our question of the day. Jake Wallman was in charge today, and he wants to know, what athlete, if you could take their talent, take their career, would you? And you can answer on our text or phone line, 615-737-1025. Our phone line's driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Let's get some answers around the room here. Nick Frazier, who you got?
I mean, baseball comes to mind. I mean, it's either Albert Pujols or King Griffey Jr. There's just something about that swing. I'm not a lefty, but watching his swing, it's just so pure. It's fluid. I'm gonna go with Albert. I know I just kind of flipped it, but I take it back. I'm going Griffey.
Ken Griffey Jr. Is a good one. That one is, in terms of baseball players, like, I think he has to be up there.
Yeah.
Maybe Mike Trout would be another good one.
Oh yeah, as long as he doesn't have the back injury.
You just can't get into the playoffs though.
Yeah.
Or stay healthy.
He went to the WBC and everybody thought this was something he would win.
Right.
And
the Shohei versus Trout battle. That was awesome.
I think it was a slider that he finished him on, and I was like,
that was like a 9-pitch at-bat, too. Yeah. Crazy.
Can't wait for that to be back. But yeah, I know. Going Griffey.
Connor?
I've got two in my head, but I'm going to go this way. I'm going to go Stephen Curry.
Good one.
I as a kid, you know, growing up, we had the Cavs and Warriors kind of always in the finals, so we always watched Curry versus LeBron, and the 2016 series always comes to mind for me with, you know, Kyrie hitting game 7 shot. But the reason I picked Steph Curry is every time I think of him, I think of that game in Oklahoma City where he just nails one from half court. I don't know. I'm seeing the text line. Robbie Stanley says he would be caught in it, as he says.
So, I love it. That's a good one. He stole mine.
Steph Curry?
No, Connor Newt.
Oh, I was a menace on the basketball court.
I mean, you got the jersey on.
I was a stretch 4.
Wearing the 1-5.
Wearing 1-5. And then baseball, I played second base because I had an arm, but I wasn't strong enough to get it from the outfield to home plate. So dad was my coach. He put me in at second base, and I always played there. I was kind of a lockdown.
Gold glove.
Grounder comes my way. It's not going anywhere else.
I love it. Well, Robbie stole mine. I am going to go with Megatron, Calvin Johnson.
Ooh. I saw a Family Guy edit of him the other day.
Really?
It was...
I saw the same one.
It was Peter naming Meg, and it shows her birth certificate. It says Meg Griffin, and he takes a Sharpie and writes T-R-O-N. He goes, robot in disguise. It's so good.
Calvin Johnson... Like, in terms of dominant athletes where they could just do whatever they want, he is probably of my childhood. He was the one where it's just like you could put 2 or 3 guys on him and it did not matter. He was going to make a play.
I had Megatron, but I was a little young for him. I was in like 5th, 6th grade when he retired, but it was him and Jordy Nelson for me.
Jordy. Yeah.
Oh, Jordy.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go Megatron. Shorter career, didn't win championships, kind of on bad teams, but man, just to have the abilities, like we were asking earlier, like, do you get the exact career, or do you just get their talent and you can do, like, you can have free will from there on?
Yeah.
Either way, just being able to do that to another grown man and, like, go up and just say, I don't care if you put 3 guys on me. I am going to go up and grab this ball. Like that is
incredible.
Ridiculous what he was able to do. Jake Wallman, you asked the question. What's your answer?
I've been thinking about this since I asked the question, and I'm probably going to go with Chris Johnson.
Yeah.
He was in my mind too.
CJ2K. I mean, just like the way he could get out in space, and I mean, he didn't really need all that room to begin with. But, like, you just give him just a little room and just boom, he's gone. I mean, so good.
CJ is one of the most electric players of all time.
Yes.
Like, I think of the Gus Johnson quote.
Got getting away from the cops.
Yeah, he does.
He bounced off tackles. Like, it was just fun to watch. It was like watching that in video game.
Yeah.
The one against the Jaguars where he lowers the shoulder, knocks the guy over, and then just immediately 0-60, he's gone, is...
Yeah, one of the most fun players on Madden. I think you just said that.
Yeah, he's insane. Love me some Chris Johnson. We got some answers on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Augie in Franklin says Bo Jackson. That's a good one. I think you could go with any of the two sport athletes.
Yeah, I was
like
going to
say.
Bo
Jackson, Deion Sanders.
Are you going two sports with that? Are you playing football and baseball?
I think you'd have to, right?
Yeah.
Kyler Murray. Nick Frazier's favorite.
Dude, Russell Wilson.
I don't care what anybody says. Kyler Murray's having a year this year.
Not since Black Ops got released.
Hey. They're a playoff-winning team right now, okay? That's what they are.
Yeah, you talk about taking their talents. You take his study habits, too?
Yeah, that is true.
What study habits?
Where they have to write into his contract that he has to spend, what, 12 hours a week on film or something
and like
that?
And, the iPad vlogs his hours. That's so...
What do you do? Like, what if he just, like, turns on the huddle and sits it in the chair and just plays the video on loop so it looks like he's doing something, but he's actually playing Black Ops?
24 hours of study time over,
Kyler,
like, 2 days.
Kyler, what was up with you watching this bootleg play for, like, 6 hours? Yeah. Coach, I wanted to make sure the tackle on my backside blocked while I looped out. Yeah.
There was just so much intricacies on that one play that I really had to spend some time on that.
All right, we're going to call it 6 times in the first
Okay,
drive.
Yeah, perfect. Gunner on our text line. Going wrestling for you, Connor. Triple H.
Oh,
good one.
It's all about the game.
He says, one of the best ever, marries the boss's daughter and becomes the boss. You'll take it.
He did.
You'll take it.
Well done.
Anybody else with answers, you can text or call us, 615-737-1025. We'd love to hear from you. We'll take another break. When we come back, we're getting into college football for the rest of the show. Final 45 minutes, all college football here on Championship Weekend. Going to talk about the big games today and the implications for the bracket, which will be released tomorrow. We will have all of our matchups. That is up next here on Force Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Force Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Going to talk some college football. Do remind you that if you're looking for a great gift to someone for Christmas this season, well, you should check out some of the Nashville's best deals at thegamenashville.com/deals. Right now, you can purchase half off on gift cards for Prince's Hot Chicken, Fat Bottom Brewing, Black Rabbit, and many more. Go check out thegamenashville.com/deals. Again, we are spending the rest of the show on college football. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman. It is Championship Saturday. Lots to sort out. Who's going to get the byes in the 12-team playoff? Who is going to get in to the 12-team playoff? I want to start with some of the teams not playing this weekend, and we'll get into some of the big games in the next segment. The committee has said, and Ward Manuel, I was just watching a clip on Twitter, Ward Manuel has just come out and confirmed that the teams not playing this week are not going to fluctuate with each other. There will be no changing of minds if X team doesn't play this week and they are ranked one spot ahead of Y, they're not going to change. So we are not going to see Miami jump in front of Alabama. And that's where we'll start here. Alabama right now is in the driver's seat to get that final playoff spot as long as there are no upsets today. I think the only one that really could knock them out is if SMU lost to Clemson. Clemson would take the ACC's auto bid, and SMU would have at least a chance to stay in the playoff. I think they'd have to compare SMU to Alabama. How is Alabama above Miami?
They have a better resume.
In what way?
They have more top 25 wins.
The Oklahoma loss, I feel, should be disqualifying for Alabama.
Yeah.
They lost by 21. They put up 3 points on Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And they're a 3-loss team. I do not understand. Like, do I think Miami is a deserving playoff team? Probably not. But, man, they're 10-2, and both their losses are on the road against teams that turned out to be pretty decent.
Yeah.
Alabama put up 3 points against Oklahoma. And Vanderbilt, as much as Vanderbilt ended up being good this year, Vandy's still a 6-6 team that Alabama lost to. I do not understand the reasoning for putting Alabama up there. I get it, they beat Georgia. But is that enough to put them in the playoff as a three-loss team?
And I don't think the Alabama team that beat Georgia is the same Alabama team that...
No. I agree with you.
And, I mean, to play off your point about the three losses, I think if you have three losses, unless you're in a conference like the ACC or the Big 12, where you're going to get at least – you're going to get one team in and that's it, three losses should disqualify you. I mean, that's an automatic.
That's – Miami – do I think that, like, yes, Miami should have just beaten Syracuse. They were up 21-0. Win that game and you're in. There's no worries. But Alabama, it 2 years in a row, it does feel like the brand bias is sneaking in here and putting them into the playoff when they don't deserve to be.
I was agreeing with him. He's 100% right.
Brand bias?
Obviously, everything's a money-making thing. But with Alabama being a three-loss team, and I get it, on this past Tuesday night, the college football committee spokesperson mentioned that, like, they are in the top 12 because of their top 25 resume. And Miami had an 0-2 record, or I think it was 0-1 or 0-2. And then you have, you know, Alabama. Of course, there's more SEC quality. All those teams are in the top 25. You're going to have to say they have a better top 25 record. It's an easy cop-out.
Right. And, like, are we saying that Missouri is a super quality win with the way they played this year? But they're technically a top 25 team. Like, I just don't get it. How it's 2 years in a row that I can't really see the logic in Alabama being the one team that gets in, but 2 years in a row they do. We'll get to this now because I think it plays off of it. Is the committee going to snub SMU if they lose to Clemson today?
100%.
Yes, but I don't think they should. I don't think that's – I think we've mentioned this before. I don't think it's fair to punish a team for making their conference championship and losing.
And SMU also, their one loss came with Preston Stone as the starting quarterback. They've made a change since then. There is wording in the criteria that the committee is supposed to look at of how a team is constructed should affect – like, let's say – the starting quarterback for X team was injured to start the year. They lost one game, but then they went undefeated as soon as he came back. That is allowed to be factored in terms of who is going to make the playoff. I think SMU, this current iteration of the Ponies, has been clearly one of the best teams in college football. Yes, have they not been challenged as much as an SEC team? For sure, but they've won their games, and I think they deserve to be in.
Well, the committee mentioned, I think it was last month, in one of the first rankings of the college football playoff, they would not punish a team that made their conference championship and losing.
Yeah.
So I think SMU does get in.
They should. So that would leave Alabama out in that scenario.
Mm. Tough scene.
The thing for me is if Indiana doesn't have this glorious of a season and say SMU does lose to Clemson, I think you see all three of those teams make it. I think you have SMU where Indiana is currently, if they were to lose today, they'd drop to what, 9? Is that where Indiana's at now?
Indiana's 10.
10? So they dropped to 10. Bama would stay Bama would jump up to like 8. And then you'd have Clemson drop in at that last spot.
It's crazy. I'm interested to see if SMU does. Because if SMU wins, there's really not a ton of drama for tomorrow. It's going to be, obviously, both Texas and Georgia get in. Oregon, Penn State get in. Winner of Arizona State, Iowa State get in. SMU is in. Boise State is in. And then you've kind of already got your at-larges picked out at that point.
Yeah.
It would be Notre Dame, the loser of Big Ten and SEC, Ohio State, Tennessee, Indiana, Alabama. Like, that would be it.
Yeah.
But if SMU loses, the committee's going to have to show whether they have brand bias or not. And if they put in a 9-3 Alabama team with losses to Oklahoma and Vanderbilt over SMU, who went 11-2, their only losses to top 20 BYU and Clemson, I think that's pretty telling of what the committee's going to do moving forward.
I would be fired up about that.
It shouldn't happen.
It shouldn't.
But it could.
But it's going to.
I mentioned earlier that I'm going to go after Tennessee fans a little bit here. I I don't want to be upset, but I'm just putting it out there. I saw people upset on Tuesday night, Vols fans upset that Ohio State was ranked ahead of Tennessee. I would love for someone to explain to me why they think Tennessee should be ranked above Ohio State.
I think the gripe is that the Michigan loss at home looks worse than the Arkansas loss on the road.
Fair. I could see that that one is maybe slightly worse, but I don't think it's astronomically worse.
I don't think it's astronomically worse either.
But the committee has also, if you look at the committee's rankings, Ohio State's best win is Penn State. Tennessee's best win is Alabama. Penn State is ranked higher than Alabama.
Yeah, I was going to go there.
Ohio State's other loss is against the number one team, Oregon, on the road by 1 point. Tennessee's other loss is Georgia by 14.
Yeah.
I don't see any logical way that you could put Tennessee above Ohio State, because those are the three most important data points. Their two losses and their best win. Ohio State is definitely better in two of them, and it's hazy for the third one, which is the Arkansas loss versus the Michigan loss.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's the only thing that I can say that, you know, you ask where Tennessee should fall.
It is disappointing for Tennessee fans because the two bid stealers are going to make Tennessee go on the road.
Right.
Because Miami lost, and so SMU is going to jump them, and now Arizona State jumps them, and Boise State, or one of the three would be the 12 seed, obviously. But it is disappointing for Tennessee fans because they're going to be ranked
probably
seventh.
Ninth. Oh, yeah, seventh.
But be the 9 seed and
which
have to
go on the
road.
Which doesn't make sense to me.
I do not understand that. Just rank them 1 to 12.
Right. That doesn't make sense. Like, why does
I don't. One, yeah, I don't
why
get,
does one ranking affect where we're at in the polls?
I don't get. Well, Penn State's the number 3 ranked team, but they hold the 6th seed. I don't understand.
Yeah,
that.
No, it is strange that they made the byes automatically go to the conference champions. Because there is,
I think they should just rank them that way.
There is a legitimate chance if SMU loses that we're going to have 3 teams get in. I guess Boise State's 10, so Boise State technically would have gotten an at-large bid either way.
Right.
But you're going to have the maybe number 10 team get a bye, the number 15 team get a bye, and the number 16 team get into the playoff. Like it is a little bit strange. I wonder if maybe that's something when they do expand to 14. That they just get rid of, and they just rank them straight across. Sure, we can have 5 auto bids for conference champions, but if you are ranked 20th in the country and you win your conference and you get in, you're going to be seated last, no matter what.
I'll commend Josh Heupel for this. You know, a lot of coaches are out there right now kind of doing the politics thing about, you know, this is why we should be in, you know, over this team and this team. He was asked about it in his press conference earlier this week, and basically he said, just tell us where we can go play and we'll go play.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I would much rather have my coach, you know, have that type of attitude, you know, like we're going to go play in a Walmart parking lot and
then be complaining about that kind of stuff. I agree with that.
So, you know,
we'll see. I think that's if it ends up happening that way, I think there is a scenario where maybe Penn State, if they lost big tonight against Oregon, could fall behind Ohio State because Ohio State does have the head-to-head. So I think there is a scenario where Tennessee ends up going to Happy Valley. But I think either way, if Tennessee is that 9 seed, that matchup with Ohio State, Penn State, whoever it is, that is the premier matchup of the first round.
Yeah.
Because the other ones you're going to get, it's probably going to be Notre Dame against Arizona State, Iowa State.
Roughly.
Which I think Notre Dame, that one shouldn't be all that close. It'll probably be Penn State or Ohio State against Alabama. That one could be really good, too. Those are probably your top two. And then what would the third one be?
Indiana
and who am I missing?
Georgia?
Yeah, the loser of the SEC.
Yeah.
So lots of good games. I think the best two are going to be Ohio State, Penn State versus either Alabama or Tennessee. I think you're going to get an iteration of those two matchups depending on what happens today.
Right.
So lots of fun to get to. We're going to talk about these 4 conference championship games coming up next.
I got one thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
And we might get on to tease a little bit. there's a three-loss team to me that is, I think, getting a bad rap for not getting any conversation of being in the top 12.
Let's get to that next.
So, a little bit of both. So, just want to put that out there.
We got plenty of time. We got the final 30 minutes. We're talking all college football here on Force Company. We'll be right back here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Final half hour, Forge Company on this Saturday morning. Hope you're having a great start to your weekend out there. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman with you, leading into Iowa State and Arizona State in the Big 12 Championship coming up right after us here on The Game. We're talking college football. We'll preview some of those conference championship games, but Nick Frazier made a good point. We talked about Alabama and Miami a lot in the last segment and comparing their resumes. But two other teams that, if you're looking at three-loss SEC teams that maybe should have been considered, Ole Miss and South Carolina, they apparently weren't even all that close because Miami was slid between them. But both, I think, had arguments to be better than Alabama.
Yeah, I mean, South Carolina, I get the head-to-head thing because they lost to Bama. What was it?
And like? Ole Miss.
And Ole Miss, I get that. But, like, as for Ole Miss, you look at the resume, yes, they lost to Kentucky 20-17 at home. And you lose to Florida 24-17. Both of those are one-possession games. And let's not forget the LSU game, the overtime loss. So all that's one-possession games. But if you go back and look, and you have your game against Oklahoma, you beat Oklahoma 26-14. And you mentioned Alabama. That loss should disqualify them. Just
24-3.
Yeah. So you have that game. And then on top of that, Ole Miss beats Georgia 28-10. And that's a what? 41-34, Alabama beat Georgia.
Yeah.
So, like, that's a bit of a close game, but he beat him by 18 points.
It feels like the committee is saying that the Kentucky loss was disqualifying and the Oklahoma loss wasn't. Like,
yes.
And that's what I don't understand. Like, yes, was Kentucky worse than Oklahoma this year?
Oh, for sure.
And it happened at home. But Ole Miss was one play away from winning that game. Alabama didn't score a touchdown.
Yeah. Never thought I'd hear the day where we have Nick Frazier clinging the cowbells.
Listen,
for Ole Miss.
It hurts, but at the same time, you got to give the guy some flowers. Like, I get Lane Train is always saying, well, what can we do? Like, playing the old poor, pitiful me thing. But, I mean, he's kind of right. And I think the committee looks at this LSU game, now that I'm looking at the results of it. LSU at the time was ranked 13th, and they beat Ole Miss, and it was an overtime game. You go look at the Alabama game. They're down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Alabama just boat races them.
Yeah.
And they're, I think, ranked 15th is what I was saying. Yeah, they're ranked 15th. So, like, if the committee's going to look at it that way of saying Alabama has more, like, top 25 wins and that's a quality win, that's not a quality win. LSU is a terrible team that they put in the top 25.
Yeah. I think the committee wants SMU to lose tonight probably,
yeah,
so they can just leave all of them out. But I don't see how Alabama is the number one team there. I think I get it with South Carolina. You lose to both the other teams. You're head-to-head. You're probably not going to get in. But Ole Miss, they were a play or two away from being 11-1.
Yeah.
And I get, you know, you can't use hypotheticals that much. But, like, Ole Miss was in every game they played. Alabama, losing that game to Oklahoma, I still think it should have been disqualifying with three losses. Like, if you have a loss where you were not competitive against they went 6-6?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're not competitive against a 6-6 team. You are not a playoff team. Ole Miss, at the very least, was competitive in every single game that they played.
Yeah, they're in it. I don't know. I mean, I just don't understand. Alabama's getting in. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you right now.
They're getting in as long as Clemson doesn't. As long as Clemson doesn't win tonight.
I mean, they're in regardless, yeah, because it's SMU the one they're trying to get rid of.
Well, no, if SMU loses, I still, until they show me that they are completely corrupt and just putting Alabama in no matter what tomorrow, I still believe SMU gets in even with a loss tonight. That is, unless it's like 42-3.
Right.
Then I think maybe there could be a conversation. But I still believe that SMU is in either way. If they put Alabama, like, let's say SMU loses to Clemson by 3 or something tonight, and they put Alabama in over SMU, then this committee needs to be abolished.
Yes.
It is, that would be just, like, last year was bad. Florida State should have been in.
Yeah.
It was bad. This would be inexcusable to put in this Alabama team and that resume over SMU just because they had to play a conference championship game and Alabama didn't.
Yeah. I mean, that's the politics of college football, unfortunately. It's all money-driven. We say this all the time, Nick Frazier. Yeah. Everything is money-driven. But
everything has a green dollar to it.
And right, like, I agree. Do I think Penn State-Alabama would be a better game than Penn State-SMU? Yeah, probably. Yeah. But that's not what we're not looking for the best games. We are looking for the most deserving teams. The teams with the best resumes should get in. That's why I hated last year everybody saying, well, Florida State would get blown out. They won every game. They won all of their games. We don't care about hypothetical results. We care about the actual results on the field. Florida State went 13-0 and won their conference. They should have been in instead of Alabama just because the spread was a little bit closer against Michigan than it was against, with Florida State. Like, we should not be making these decisions based on hypothetical Vegas lines. Make them off of what the results were on the actual football field.
And isn't that the point of expanding your playoff to 12 teams?
Right.
So that the most deserving team gets in and we don't have to deal with this four-team politics. I feel like we're going, it's going to be the same thing.
Like, if I'm a committee member, and you're trying to basically, if you got your 12 teams that are going to make the playoff, don't seed them off of, well, this team should be, you know, if they're a 12 seed, they need to be playing against a 7 or whatever it may be, or a 10 versus 7. No. Like you're saying, you need the best quality teams. Like for me, I'm looking at the bracket right now. I want to see Indiana play Tennessee in Knoxville. One, because I mentioned that a couple weeks back, and two, that would be a great game to watch. I feel like
one, because I want to be right.
Yes, I want to be right. Two, you also got like a Penn State game. This bracket shows Arizona State. I don't want to see. I'd like to see Penn State, Alabama. Like that I would see for a first-round team. And as for Notre Dame, have them go up against Georgia. Let's see if Notre Dame's actually legit. Like, those are the first-round matchups everybody wants to see. I don't want to see Alabama versus Georgia or a rematch of Tennessee versus Georgia.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that.
No, I agree with that.
I think about – I watched a video earlier this week of Mike Leach from 2015, 2016.
Yeah.
They asked about his opinion on the college football playoff, and he mentioned something that I think really rings true with this committee.
Expand to 64.
Yeah. Well – not only that, but you need college football people that understand this game outside of the realm of just being fans.
Yeah.
On a committee like this.
Yeah, get Paul on there. Paul Feinbaum.
Paul Feinbaum.
Call Paul.
But I mean,
he'll make sense of it all.
Like, I mean, it just feels like everybody kind of makes up rules as they go, you know, and then they, you know, maybe not hold those rules accountable. Because I'm like, we've seen in the past, like the whole head-to-head thing, not really coming into play on the Sunday before, you know, when the bracket comes out and stuff. And that's what makes me mad, is that there's no consistency with this committee. That, you know, it feels like they're just putting teams wherever because, you know, they feel like they should go at number 7 or, you know, what I mean, just like there's a lot of why to the answers that they present.
Yeah, I saw a meme on Twitter like 3 or 4 days ago. It was like 15 years ago, number 3 team in the BCS rankings. It's like 11-1 team, and they're like, oh, well, we didn't win all of our games, so I guess we'll just have to go play in the Sugar Bowl. We're very honored to play in this BCS Bowl. And now it's like 15 years later, 9-3 SEC teams. Well, we are hypothetically only a 6.5-point underdog in our first-round matchup instead of an 8.5-point underdog that the ACC team would be. So, therefore, we should get in over this 11-2 ACC team. It's crazy.
What I'm hearing is Jake Lyman wants to be on this committee.
Put me on. I think I would be fair and impartial. I think I could put together a good ranking. But
at number one, the Virginia Tech Hokies.
See, if you look at the hypothetical.
Everyone else figure it out.
If you look at the hypothetical results with the Hokies, that Miami game, I mean, who knows what the Hokies would have done from there on out if they had been given the win in that game. So, therefore, I think you have to take away all of the results from the rest of the season and only look at that game, and I think Virginia Tech is in.
That specific game.
Yep.
Imagine if Mississippi State had really good players, and, like, they ended up going undefeated. They should be in the playoff.
And
only reason they're not in is because that viral video came out of someone
decommitting during the game. Yeah.
Right. That's the only reason they're not in. And I mean, Kentucky, if you
Kentucky's a defending nine-time national championship team.
Coach Snoop.
The committee just refuses to acknowledge that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Are we calling on Chase McCabe to put us on the committee right now?
Yeah.
I mean, sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if he has the power to do that, but
he can pull some strings.
I just
let's call Michigan's AD. I think he'll let us in.
I have some choice words for that guy.
They need somebody better at talking to the media because he is awful at it.
Get Rancarth on to do it.
Yeah.
I think he'll be great.
Ward Manuel, every time he gets in front of the mic, I'm like, maybe he'll have some good answers for why they made these decisions. I'm like, if you're making these rankings, you have to be able to back him up. And all of his explanations are just stupid.
Yeah. I don't know. Did it because felt right.
Yeah, he's just like, well, I mean, the eye test.
The eye test?
Listen, I got...
The litmus paper test.
I got four
eyes.
Or
is that word too big for him?
Let's hope they don't mess up these rankings tomorrow. Again, it's all pretty much set in stone. There might be a seed or two here that changes because of the games today. But for the most part, we know what it's going to be. The only decision in terms of who's in and who's out that would have to be made is if SMU loses, the committee would have to choose between SMU and Alabama. Let's hope they make the right choice. Let's hope it doesn't come to that. Let's hope the Ponies get it done against Clemson today.
I'll be wearing my cowboy hat.
There you go.
There we go, baby.
There you go. We're going to pick those games coming up next. Arizona State, Iowa State, Oregon, Penn State, Texas, Georgia, SMU, Clemson. We will give our picks coming up next to wrap up the show here on Force Company 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Final segment on this Saturday, Force Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman. We're sending you right into the Big 12 Championship, Arizona State, Iowa State, for a spot in the college football playoff right after us here on The Game. We're going to pick that game along with the other three Power 4 conference championships. We already had a couple of conference championships last night. Army beating Tulane to win the American, their first conference championship in school history. Congratulations to the Army Black Knights.
And thank you for your service.
Yes, of course.
That's another team that I know we didn't get to talk about today. I feel for the Black Knights.
If they had beat Notre Dame, they'd be in.
Yeah, that was the death. That was the nail in the coffin.
Yeah. They had one opportunity to prove that they were a legit team.
And got smoked.
Yeah, they got crushed. Boise State also beating UNLV on the blue field out in Boise last night. Ashton Genty with, 200 yards rushing again?
Yeah,
209.
Heisman race is going to be close. All the betting odds say Travis Hunter's going to win it.
I think he still will.
I think he does. But as the signs have said around College Game Day, snaps are not stats. So
thank you, Oregon Duck.
Maybe we will see Ashton Genty make a late charge to possibly win the Heisman. It's going to be one of those two. And Genty, most likely in a second-round playoff game, will pass Barry Sanders.
I'm just happy it's not a quarterback this year.
Yeah.
Right. Dylan Gabriel is probably the closest quarterback, and he's not in the same realm as Hunter and
first
Genty.
First one in 5 years? Four years?
Since Devontae Smith.
Yeah, Devontae, I was going to say, since the last 20. Time, since Devontae Smith.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Ashton Genty. You've won the Lenny.
Yes.
Don't worry.
You are the Lenny champ.
Yeah, we said at the beginning of the year that we were going to do this whole, in-depth thing with finalists. Like, it doesn't matter. The Lenny is, it's Ashton Genty's.
We awarded it.
Next year. Yes.
We awarded it like a month ago.
We can do one for basketball.
Yes.
The Lenny.
Yeah, that's true. We could do.
Why are you looking at me?
I thought you had a different name for a different.
I don't know. I'll come up with
mid-major player of the year.
We could do the Jimmy for basketball.
Yeah, the Jimmy.
Yeah, the Jimmy.
We'll work on it. We'll workshop it. We got four conference championships today. Lots on the line. Big 12 championship, which is, again, starting on the station in about 10 minutes. Arizona State, Iowa State. Winner will get a spot in the college football playoff.
Yeah.
Oh, Cyclones. Wow. The Cyclones. Love script. I like it.
I like their colors. They got good colors.
They do. And Iowa State kind of coming out of nowhere. It looked like for a few weeks it was going to be some combination of Colorado, BYU, Arizona State in that Big 12 championship. Iowa State storming back, and they got their first 10-win season in program history. Later on today, Texas and Georgia at 3. That is not a winner-go-home game for either of those teams. Both are going to be in either way. But for a bye, in the college football playoff. Same with Oregon, Penn State. Both those teams are going to be in. You can listen to that game over on 94.9 The Fan with coverage starting at 6:45, as the winner of that game will likely get the number one seed, I would say. Maybe Texas could get that if Oregon was to lose, but a lot on the line there. And then probably the most important game, SMU-Clemson. Clemson backing into the ACC championship thanks to Miami's loss last week. They can get into the playoff with a win. SMU obviously would get into the playoff with a victory as well. Could get in with a loss. Let's make some picks here. Let's start with the game coming up right after us. Arizona State, Iowa State. Arizona State, Iowa State, Cyclones and Sun Devils. Who is getting the spot in the playoff from the Big 12?
I got to go Sun Devils. I like Kenny Dillingham. I think he's a great coach. I think he's an even better person. I like the program he's built. I like their offense. And who's not pulling for the underdog here? Both teams kind of came out of nowhere, but yeah, the Sun Devils especially. If you would have asked me at the beginning of the season who's coming out of the Big 12, Sun Devils probably would have been like fifth or sixth on my list.
Yeah, weren't they like a preseason, like two-win team?
Let me look up the Big 12 preseason.
They were a very low-rated team.
I got one loss.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It's a good ball club.
Give me the Sun Devils, man.
Wow. I'm tempted to go the other way, but you make a good case here, Connor. I'm following suit with you. Arizona State, I mean, solid ball club. I mean, their little hiccup with BYU, that's out the way, but good for them. It's well-deserving.
Good for them. Pat Tillman is smiling down on that program. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Arizona State went 3-9 last year, and they were picked last in the Big 12.
Wow.
16th out of 16.
What a story.
Huge. And I'm going with Dillingham, too. Give me the Sun Devils. Go into the college football playoff. Yeah, are they probably going to get blown out by, you know, Penn State, Notre Dame, whoever they play in the first round? Sure.
But they got there.
But they're going to get a win. And also, don't forget, if Arizona State wins and Clemson wins, Arizona State could get a bye.
Oh. Can you imagine?
There's a chance that they would slide Clemson ahead of them, but I doubt it. I bet winner of this game with an SMU loss, I think, gets a bye and gets the 4 seed in the playoff.
That'd be so cool.
So they'd lose to the same team just a couple of weeks later, or, you know, 1 week later. Yeah. But anyway, Jake Wallman, Sun Devils or Cyclones?
I really, really, really like Kenny Dillingham as a coach. I also really like Cam Scatabo,
yeah,
the leading back in the Sun Devil backfield. Give me the Sun Devils.
All right.
Look at that. Clean sweep
Clean
for Kenny.
Clean sweep for ASU, which means the Cyclones, congratulations on your Big 12 championship. in the SEC, coming up from Atlanta later today, Texas and Georgia, rematch of earlier this year where Georgia kind of took it to the Longhorns. Who gets it done today?
Like you said, Georgia kind of took it to the Longhorns. It's tough to beat a team twice in college football.
It is.
I think that proves true once again today. I think the Texas Longhorns get this one done and walk home as the SEC champions in their first year.
I'm leaning the other way. I think after that Georgia Tech game, those 8 overtimes, I think Georgia's ready to go today. There's something about this ball club when their backs are against the wall, they're going to get it done, I think. I think it's going to be more of a 38-34.
Wow,
type game.
High scoring.
Yep.
Hook 'em. Give me the horns.
Yeah.
I got a good buddy from high school that's a big Texas fan.
Yeah.
And all he has talked about this year is how we have said that Texas wouldn't be ready for the SEC. And it's kind of gotten old. And I really, 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 really want this game to end in a tie and the fans burn the stadium down. But I know that's not possible. So I have been waiting for Georgia to slip up. I just feel like that they're not as good as they have been in the past. Hook 'em.
Hook 'em, baby.
All right. 3-1
underrated
on
fight
Texas
song,
there.
Yeah, it is.
Underrated fight song.
In Indianapolis, Oregon, Penn State. Do the Ducks complete the undefeated season into the playoff?
Yeah, they do. I love the Oregon Ducks. I love the Duck. I love the uniforms. I love the colors. I love everything about them. But more importantly, I love how that team is run. I love Land Danning. I think he's a motivator, and I think he's a hell of a coach. I love Will Stein, the offensive coordinator who apparently Jared is friends with.
Really?
Yeah, interesting.
Who I am politicking for to come resurrect the Kentucky Wildcats football program. But as of today, I think James Franklin's I think he chokes in a big game. I think the Oregon Ducks also walk away with their first conference title in a new conference.
Yeah, I want to pick Oregon. No, excuse me. I want to pick Penn State, but Oregon seems to be the heavy hitters here. I'm doing it. Penn State. I think Penn State wins.
Whoa! He turns heel.
Yeah. I think James Franklin kind of, you know, slows the pace of the game down, makes sure that Dan Lanning offense doesn't really, you know, catch fire, get a rhythm. And I think Penn State gets it done.
Wow.
They're just letting anyone guess pick on game day.
Who is this guy, by the way?
Timothy Chalamet. You ever seen Dune?
No.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
He's pretty famous.
Like, what's his deal? What's his ties here?
I don't think he has.
We don't know. He was actually in Nashville yesterday.
Hmm.
I saw on social media. He gave an anchor down. I think he was over at Vandy.
How about that?
Yeah. He's moderately famous.
Yeah, I just don't get what the tie is.
Dune is his big one. What else is he in?
He was in the Willy Wonka movie.
Yes, he was Willy Wonka in the Willy Wonka prequel.
Oh, I didn't see that.
He also is doing a Bob Dylan movie that comes out.
I saw the preview for last night.
He's Bob Dylan. I don't know.
He's just everybody.
Yeah, he's kind of like one of the up-and-coming big actors. Like, I'm trying to think of anything else he's in. He's hosted SNL a couple times.
Did you ever see the SNL skit where it's him and Pete Davidson?
Yeah,
and rappers?
I've not watched SNL in like at least 10 years.
I don't get why he was the choice for today, though.
I bet Lee Corso is so confused.
Pink jacket. Anyway, I am going to go with the Ducks. I think Oregon gets it done. Penn State, I'm not going to pick them to win a big top five matchup until I see them do it once.
Yep.
So we're going with Oregon.
Yeah. James Franklin's first big win will be his first, and that win's not coming today.
Wow. Nick Frazier on an island again.
I'm okay with that.
The island of relevancy, as they call it.
Yeah. That's okay. I mean, I'm just taking a chance on these two just because, well, not a chance on Georgia. I'm taking a chance on Penn State for sure, just because it's Penn State and my uncle.
Who may offer Coach Newt today. I don't know.
Oh. I do like Tyler Warren, though. That would be a good pick.
I don't know
Titans.
If I should take that, though. I don't know if I can leave the Cats.
Yeah. I thought about leaving Ohio State, but that's a story for another time. We got one more to pick. SMU-Clemson. This one probably the most important in terms of playoff seeding.
Look at Frazier getting ready.
I'm ready for this. I've been waiting since the preseason.
We're going to let Nick Frazier go last year. Connor Newt, why don't you lead us off?
This is the toughest one. I love the Ponies. I love what they stand for. They're a great team, but I think Dabo plays spoiler today.
Don't break my heart.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Connor going Clemson. Jake Wallman.
I saw that the Pony's on the travel roster.
He is.
Yes.
He did.
Oh, I did see that.
He did make the trip.
Not happy about it.
No.
Whatever, Peter. I don't care what Peter says. Anyways, give me the Ponies.
All right. One on the Ponies, one on the Tigers. I'm with you, Connor. I think Dabo gets it done. He's been there before. I think the Tigers win and make the playoff. Nick Frazier.
You guys are disgusting.
Let it rip.
Unbelievable. I picked this team preseason to win the ACC, regular season, and conference. Look at them now. They're in the full glory of it all. I'm not naming them champions, but you know what? With Kevin Jennings at the helm, he took over, I believe it was a week one injury, came in week two, and he hasn't looked back since. This guy, I'm telling you, is probably one of the more underrated quarterbacks across all of the United States of America. And their wide receivers are fast and pacey, and I think they can outplay the Clemson Tigers.
Dr. Crane's Ponies,
hoping
to make
pick.
The playoff.
Let's go, baby!
That'll do it for us. Big day of college football coming up throughout the day. Iowa State, Arizona State is next. That's it for us on Force Company here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.
See ya!